to the Indian Newsling podcast.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Pushpa Wood, a dear friend, a financial expert who has been a part of Indian Newsling journey for many, many years.
Thank you.
Pushpa Wood is visiting Auckland, and we thought of utilizing the opportunity to have a conversation with her on financial literacy, financial management, all of which are her professional occasion. Pushpa, can you give an opening statement so that we can have a conversation and hopefully it will become a series?
I guess what I would like to talk about today is the young couples starting out on their journey of relationship, but also keeping an eye on, apart from personal relationship, sometimes financial relationship is even more important, because that can put strain on your relationship in long term if it is not handled correctly from the very beginning.
So how does people do not seem to understand what are the financial implications in a relationship? Because relationship begins on emotions, and finance is certainly not a part of emotion, it's practicality. So what advice would you give people who enter into a relationship and look forward to a long-term planning of their lives?
I guess the very first thing I would suggest to them is that when you start going out first, start to find an occasion or a time or an opportunity to discuss what your dreams are. What do you want to achieve individually, and what do you want to achieve collectively as a couple? And once you have that level of understanding, then you start to look at, are these dreams going to cost something, right? And what will be the cost of achieving these dreams, and how are we going to fund then those dreams? Is it going to be individual funding? Is it going to be collective funding that we're both going to contribute? And the third thing we'll be looking at, now what kind of lifestyle do we want? And what cost do we need to actually pay for that lifestyle? It could be that for first 5 years, you really need to work very, very hard, very little social life, but hard saving, so therefore you can actually get into your own place. Then it comes to questions like very practical questions. Should you have individual account or should you have a collective joint account?
Right.
There are different models I am aware of which people are operating on, especially if both parties are working, and especially if one is earning more than the other one. Which is normally the case. And that's where sometimes the stress can come. Oh, I'm bringing in more money and therefore I'm spending more and you're not. On those kind of things, I usually sort of say, come to an agreement. What is going to be your household budget?
Right.
What are going to be your expenses? And then you look at it, okay, this is our package of expenses per week, per month. We're going to go 50% on that. So 50% of that expenses is going to come out of my salary, and 50% is going to come out of your salary.
Right.
And that becomes our household account, where we each payday, the amount goes in, and that's where all the expenses are going out. And then you are responsible for your own individual needs and your own individual spending.
Right.
If you are also saving, say, towards your buying a house, for example, again, agree, we're going to contribute this amount, each one of us, into that. That's going into that saving account. Both are equally contributing to that. On the other hand, if you're going into a relationship with already having an asset, if one of you has an asset, or even if both of you have an asset, I usually suggest go and seek legal advice before you actually enter into any relationship. And if necessary, if one partner's assets are higher in value than the other, have a prenuptial agreement.
Is that possible?
It is possible. Prenuptial agreements are possible. That's why legal advice is very important, because it's important that you go in any relationship with your eyes open.
Okay.
Right? You need to put emotion on one side for temporarily and sorting that out. Because I see so many cases day in, day out, where one partner, and in most cases it's a female partner, is left high and dry.
Right. When the relationship I would wrecks. Like to ask a question here. I presume that the legal framework is similar to all kinds of relationship, whether two people are in the same sex relationship,
yeah,
or varied sex, whatever. The legal framework is the same, isn't it?
Yeah.
So from your experience, is there any possibility of greater friction when two men are in the same kind of relationship, or when two women, same-sex relationship, as a greater stress factor when it comes to financial relationship?
I haven't come across very many cases of that where I see a difference between, say, a heterosexual versus homosexual relationship. I haven't come across. I think the dynamics of each relationship are very different.
Right.
Even within homosexual or within heterosexual, it very much comes down to the two individuals now going to start to operate as collective in a relationship. What value base they're bringing with them and how they place money in their relationship. So if one is very much monetary geared up, that they like to live the high lifestyle and they like to go out every, you know, twice a week outside and want to mix and mingle, and the other person is very much into saving mentality and say, I want to secure the future first, I want to also have family, so therefore I want to make sure that there is a certain amount of security, then there is going to be friction because one wants to spend, the other one wants to save, right? So it's better that you agree to a certain amount of planning right at the very beginning. We are going to save and we are also going to spend, but maybe not as much, right? And that's the open conversation needs to happen. The more open conversation you have, the more you're likely to sort out at the very beginning. I had one case where when I was working with a friend of mine actually, and she was going into a relationship with a huge amount of property. And right. I said to her, have you had a prenuptial agreement? And she said to me, oh, no. If I say so, he will say, oh, do you think I am only with you about money? I said, no. All you're simply saying to him is, I want to make sure that I am well protected in the relationship. If he's in the relationship with you, you as you, not you as the wealthy woman, he will not mind two hoots about it. He won't even blink at it.
Right.
If on the other hand, he blinks at it and makes half a dozen different excuses, you really need to have a serious conversation with him.
True.
Right? And that's the kind of lot of women and men for that matter who are going into relationship with assets are hesitant. They seem to think, oh no, if I raise the question of money, they will think that money is the issue. No, money is good for survival, but money is also one of the greatest. My favorite saying, my mother-in-law always used to say, money brings the best among people, but money also brings the worst among people.
Right.
So you have to plan for the worst possible scenario and then move backwards to a best possible scenario.
So what has been your experience, Pushpa, in dealing with people when it comes in relationships, whether it's same sex or whatever, to what extent is the financial issue a major relationship factor among people today? One, the society as a whole. Secondly, the Indian or South Asian community in particular.
I think the finance wasn't used to be as big issue when it was only one income families.
Right.
Because there was roles were set. It's kind of, I'm bringing money in, you're managing money. Right. Yes, there were arguments. Yes, there were discussions, but that was it. But now when there's more and more two income families are coming in, each party feels, how shall I put it politely? Each party feels they have right to spend what they want to spend, how they want to spend. right? Which is fair enough. But when you are in a partnership, whether it's a business partnership or a relationship partnership, or even with your siblings, a partnership, there's an equal responsibility. And that equal responsibility part needs to be actually discussed more and more. There was a time when in our Southeast Asian communities, women were seen as the home managers,
yep,
and men were seen as the income earners. That is no longer the case.
Right.
So the roles have changed, but whether our relationship with money has changed, yet to be seen.
So what is your advice? I mean, you are one of those who is for financial discipline.
Yes.
Financial management. Do you see our young people today, or people in relationship, are they aware of the financial roadblocks that can happen in their relationship? And if that is the case, how can they be salvaged? Because that's what you offer. You offer solutions to problems.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a solution-focused person.
Yeah.
I must say, for the young generation, I am a lot more hopeful with the younger generation than I am the people in their 40s and 50s, because they have very set ideas, right? I'm seeing more and more actually in the young couples, whether married or not, in the young couple in relationship, I'm seeing more and more open and frank actually discussion about money. Between partners that I've seen before. Right? I've seen examples of as soon as they start going out, they start to talk about their financial dreams, they start to talk about their family dreams, they start to talk about where they're actually heading, and they're open about, I only earn this much and I only earn this much,
right?
And so therefore, this is how we're going to do it. It's the roadblocks are sometimes, if they are guided by the elder generation in their families, they sometimes can make roadblocks. The second thing I think is quite interesting is coming up is that the young generation, and especially our research shows we're doing longitudinal study, that younger generation more and more thinking they will not be owning home in their retirement.
Okay.
As their parents. So they're finding that the tendency to save up for home is less, but the tendency to go into entrepreneurship, into business, into other enterprising activities is more so.
Okay. I think it's very interesting. We've come to the end of the podcast today. Mm. Maybe it will be a good exercise if we can bring together, let's say, three couples, mm-hmm, and discuss with them how they are leading their lives, engaged in a partnership, mm-hmm, either as married couples or living in couple or in a civil union or whatever, and analyze how they are coping, mm-hmm, with the modern stresses and strains of financial management. With that, Pushpa, I would like you to give a closing statement, and thank you very much for being with us this afternoon.
I guess my closing statement will be, let's not make money as a relationship breaker. Make money as a relationship maker.
Right. Great. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Indian Newslink podcast.